This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
That you control, and 603-283-6160 is the phone number here. That's 603-283-6160. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by LibertyMinded.com. Official Free Talk Live gear like t-shirts and hoodies are available at LibertyMinded.com. Plus, you'll find a unique collection of cool and funny liberty-oriented clothing at libertyminded.com. That's libertyminded.com. And with you on the show tonight, you've got me, Bonnie.
Jay.
And Riley.
And in the last segment, we were talking about a possible plea deal to be reached for Julian Assange, who is the founder of WikiLeaks, currently being held in a UK prison, and he's been there for 5 years. Apparently. But I'm pretty sure he's been like in custody of several different countries over the years. And I think he's been there for like a whole decade. Been in some cage for a whole decade.
And that's a long time being in a cage. I mean, he's been forced to stay at the Ecuadorian embassy. He's been now locked in a UK prison. And the United States wants to bring him here. It's just ridiculous how they've treated a man who essentially posted some documents that the governments didn't want people to see.
And didn't the UK pick him up because of some kind of like made up false like sexual assault type charges or something?
Yeah, I think that was a charge in Sweden.
Yeah.
That was eventually dropped.
Yeah, you're right. It was Sweden, right? And it was dropped. It's just like really messed up. Somebody posts some information the government doesn't want you to know about, even though they're supposed to be transparent and, you know, doing only things that the people want you to do. So what's so wrong about letting the people know what you're doing? And then they put him in a cage, taken away from his wife and his child for years and years. And now they're considering possibly making him a felon and giving him a deal that probably would still involve time and more time served and stuff like that. But something I found really interesting in possibly a bad way about Javier Milei, who is the only ANCAP president of the United States, or of the world ever. Javier Milei is the president of Argentina, who won with no government experience except for 2 years being in the House of their Congress that they have there. It's very similar to the United States, but I think they have different words for things. So he did that for 2 years. Before that, he was just an economist, a libertarian economist. He recently said, like, on the Ben Shapiro show, all of his favorite authors, including Mises, he listed, like, a bunch of libertarian Austrian economists. And that's really cool. I hope that that gets, you know, those ideas out to a lot more people. But something that seems like possibly a really bad thing. This from express.co.uk says, President Milei has formally put in an application to join NATO, the Global Military Alliance. And I don't really like that idea.
I don't like the idea either, because NATO is one of these organizations, if you will, that thinks they have the right to govern others in that particular union.
That's exactly right, and bully people who aren't in it.
Yeah. And what was NATO created for? Anybody here know?
To fight the Russian.
That's right.
USSR.
Basically, you know, this Cold War nonsense stuff. And there's Trump's definitely been quoted saying, what do we need NATO for? We should get rid of NATO. There's no need for NATO.
I think I remember that, but I forgot.
And I agree with that. NATO shouldn't exist.
Right.
I agree. Yeah.
The USSR is not a threat anymore. It doesn't exist anymore. They should have disbanded whenever the USSR did.
But it's such a cash cow for who, whatever crooked politicians, military contractors, etc. And now it's being used as a proxy to stimulate more war economy because that's all the wars are about, is just, you know, writing checks to Raytheon and Boeing and, you know, all these other contractors.
Including the war that's going on in Ukraine right now. They had claimed that the NATO creeping closer to their borders was a huge part of why they decided to invade Ukraine. So,
and also Ukraine was, you know, has been literally bombing since 2014 the Donbass and Luhansk region right there. Of and those people wanted to be part of Russia. They voted to be part of Russia.
Yeah. Those regions are eastern Ukraine, allegedly, but they want to be part of Russia. They voted to, and they're the government of Ukraine, so like Zelensky and stuff, was bombing them, and then shortly after that, Putin invaded the country, claiming that he was like taking taking that region.
I call it a defensive measure to protect the Luhansk and Donbass regions out over there.
Well, all of that could be debated too, because like some things he's done cannot be considered self defense of any form. But we have Jeremy from Australia calling. Jeremy, what's on your mind? Oh, I pressed the wrong button. Sorry. Oh wait, no, maybe I lost him. Maybe I lost him just now. I don't know what just happened. 603-283-6160. He's calling from Australia, so maybe there was some kind of a somehow we dropped.
Hopefully he'll call back.
But actually, he is calling back, so I'm going to go ahead and go to Jeremy in Australia. Jeremy, can you hear me? I think I may have pressed the wrong button and dropped you there. Nope, I don't hear him. It's not muted, so not sure what's going on there. Jeremy, you might have to maybe try again. I can't hear anything. Oh, wait, I think
you can hear me now.
Yep,
yes,
we
can. Loud and clear.
What's going on with
fantastic.
You? What's on your mind, Jeremy?
Sorry about that.
No, it's okay.
I'm calling in as the TikTok correspondent, giving a radio voice to those who want to be keyboard warriors.
that's a really cool idea. Do you have another comment?
Yeah. So, yeah, well, it's pretty cool. I did it yesterday, and I was able to reply to, you know, someone's video or someone's comment with another video of you answering them. So let's do it again today.
Cool.
When the guard banned you from seeing Ian for a month, which was overturned, you called them the F word, which the F word that's a bundle of sticks that get burned up. And someone who I think I agree with said that's a gross word to use, though. Maybe try to find some more creative insults.
I don't think I need to be
a power trip.
I don't think I need to be creative or actually care about these people's feelings in any way. This is a person who is proudly keeping my husband in a cage and then trying to do extremely petty things to me and purposely pushing me to the edge, being extremely disrespectful to me. I really don't. I'm not one of those people who cares about how much, how sweet I am to somebody who is doing things clearly to disrespect me. I'm not going to be bullied by this commenter or anyone else to police my speech. And I know where people are coming from.
Finish,
like, oh, it makes me look bad.
Me?
Yeah, I do.
Sorry, if I finish what she's saying, she's not saying that you shouldn't call that person names. She's talking about
the specific word.
She said, yeah, he's definitely on a power trip, but I'd rather say things like stale ham sandwich of a man than use a word used for so much hate against vulnerable people.
Well, good for her. She can choose to do that.
Yeah. But I would just say, what is the point?
This
of
word
using
actually isn't meant as just an insult to gay people anymore. Words change, and I wasn't using it to mean you are a gay human being. No, I was using it to mean, this is the thing. I've been friends with so many gay people in my life that they always have this conversation where they're saying that word has basically been taken back. Just like women took back the word slut and now they like ask guys to call them that and stuff. Well, that word has basically been taken back and it really just means a loser at this point. If somebody is using it to insult a gay person and you know that they're doing that, you know that that's what it means. But when I was calling him that, it was because I was saying you're just like a beneath the slug, loser with nothing better to do, no power, you're not a man, and that's what I meant by it. And I don't really care if other people disagree. I don't do anything to disrespect gay people for being gay, and I think if somebody just can't handle hearing a specific word without, you know, getting offended for the other people, like, you don't need to be offended on gay people's behalf. So I'm not offending gay people, or I'm not trying to offend gay people on purpose, or anti-gay people, or keeping any rights from them. And I don't mean you, I mean that's the commenter.
True. Yeah, yeah. No, but that's true. I wouldn't, and I would never, you know, take away someone's right to say something, but would you use the N-word? That's been taken back by black people. Oh, you're not black, and you're not gay, so...
I don't think that that's the same at all, because it's not something that has ever been okayed by black people for, like, anyone to say. That's the thing. Like,
right.
When you hear fag hag, when
gay people have told you that
literally that has happened. That actually literally has happened in my life. But also, I think that the whole culture has been using that word to mean loser for a long time. Like, if somebody calls a politician that somebody doesn't like a faggot, which is FCC not isn't going to fine radio stations for saying that word or anything, then a bunch of gay people won't like that agree with that. They're not going to stand up and be like, yeah, well, we hate this politician who's doing this, blah, blah, blah. But you shouldn't say that word. Like, maybe some, but not most of the ones I've known in my life, especially since I don't live in, like, California. And honestly, California should just, like, break off and go do its own thing, because it's like they just want to control people's lives. Most, I really just don't think it's that big of a deal. Like, when you hear the term fag hag, it's, like, used as a joke. Like, people joke around about it. Honestly, I think the term fag hag is more insulting to people like me, who have historically been somebody that gay people will come to and be vulnerable with and tell me, like, I have been the first person, over 10 people have come to tell them, me, that they're gay. And it's just been a weird thing that's happened in my life tons of times. It's more offensive to me because I'm not a hag.
I've definitely used that term for my brother's gay, and he had someone, a woman who seemed almost like his girlfriend, even though he's gay. So I'm pretty sure I used that term. But, what about Mark? You're closer to my age. How do you feel about the word?
Jay Noon is actually on the show with us today. Jay and Riley.
Oh, I thought I heard. Sorry, it's just you and Jay.
Jay and Riley. Jay's voice is actually pretty similar to Mark sometimes, and he's usually on Thursdays, but yeah, Jay is closer to your age, probably.
My age. Yeah.
I'm 44.
I'm 46.
So this is the word F-A-G that we're talking about?
See, and you spelt it out, whereas Bonnie said it.
Okay, I don't know. I mean, I really don't care. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but the words you say can never hurt me. I mean, whatever. And that's just a bundle of sticks, right? And in the UK, they refer to fags as cigarettes, correct?
Yeah. Cigarettes as, they do say that.
Yep.
I don't know if they still do. I have no idea if that's, like, an old term, because I know that bundle
definitely
of
still
sticks.
Do. There was there was a dude from the UK at Anarchapulco, and I distinctly remember him looking for a fag. And I told him I knew of a few in New Hampshire. And he goes, no, buddy, I mean some cigarettes. You got a cigarette? And I'm like, no. So I said, I'm friends with a few in New Hampshire.
The reason that this whole subject kind of triggers me, even in a way, is just the fact that I think the idea that somebody looking at someone like me going through the situation I went through with the guard bullying me and then taking it out on Ian as well and banning me from visiting him for 30 days, which eventually did get overturned because he never actually had the right to do that anyway. It was just on a power trip. I think the idea is somebody would like go and learn about that and then just say, like, I'm all offended about her use of a certain word when she was angry. Like, that just pisses me off. Like, pay attention. Yeah. You people, not you, but this woman, she can't, you know, whoever this was, it just makes me feel like you got to pay attention to the most. You have to think about the important things in life without just letting, you know, these like this mind control just run in your brain. Like you just got, you're just sat there listening to a story like that, and your brain just immediately tells you like, we should be offended that she used the F word that I don't like, and start typing. It's just like, that drives me crazy. That's like the entire reason that I think that like free speech is important, is because stuff like that is used to, you know, keep people from thinking about the important stuff, if that makes sense.
And these correctional officers, like, there's nothing you can do to them other than maybe insult him a little bit, or maybe plant a seed of common sense a little bit in his mind. That's the only thing that you could possibly do to him, because he is of the parasite class and he is extremely well protected. Yeah. Because we have this fractional reserve system where the government can just keep printing money out of thin air. Therefore, they can hire armies to protect these extreme parasites, because if you did anything to him physical, you'd be going to jail, or took it away in a body bag. Mm-hmm. And you can't do anything to these guys. And so, obviously, he's just a psychopath flexing his power, you know, because, you know, getting you riled up and doing that to you. And most people who work in criminal justice... I know a lot of guys that were prison guards, and it went to their head.
Hmm.
One of my good friends in high school, he was a kickboxer. He did MMA fighting, and him and we played football together. And actually, was a few of these guys got into being prison guards, and they went to criminal justice at Westfield State College and stuff to, you know, because they wanted to be, or I don't know if they wanted to be, but they got into doing correctional officer work. And about 3 years after high school, the one dude was a correctional officer, and he was like, you know, he goes, I just attended a correctional officers conference down in New York City, and at the very first part of the first day of the conference, I just couldn't stop but thinking about things that you told me over the years, Jay, about this system being corrupt. He goes, it is. And he said that the goal for the agenda for the prison industrial complex, he didn't use that term, but basically, you know, that industry was to have half of the American population incarcerated.
Wow.
So because this is how this, you know, industry is going to make money. And basically they figure incarcerated in some form doesn't mean that they're like being on probation would be considered, because when they're on probation, even, and they have these private services that are offered by these non-governmental agencies or NGO, non-governmental organizations that basically just farm these jobs, contract these jobs out to these government contractors like Whack and Hut. Check out Whack and Hut. I forget how you spell it, but they are a huge military, huge prison industrial complex contractor. Well, my prison guard buddy was like, he's like, yeah, and they're like, oh, yeah, well, we get half of the half of the American population somehow incarcerated. Doesn't mean all of that half of that population would be in a prison cell, but of some sort.
House arrest, maybe,
yeah.
Like they did in 2020.
Yes, things like that. Then, you know, your pension's going to be golden. Your union's going to be strong, you know, as one of these workers. And the idea of the prison industrial complex is the same thing as Child Protective Services complex. The education industrial complex is to keep on growing and growing the bottom, the low level employees, like, you know, the prison guards, the school teachers, whatever. The social workers, because you need all these, you know, low level employees to basically be the foundation of the pyramid scam that is their pension fund, and all these government pension funds are basically going to be are essentially worthless, according to Robert, you know, Kiyosaki there. But that's what a lot of the programming that is instilled into these parasite industry workers, whether it's prison, Child Protective Services, school, all the government employees, all the unions, is that they have to constantly increase the amount of members in the union. It has to expand and grow, even if the industry is not there anymore. That is the agenda and the push. I just got some good news here in Plymouth, New Hampshire. Some school literally shut down in Plymouth, New Hampshire, because the people voted not to give the school any more budget, any more money, or the school budget.
Yeah. Wow, that's awesome.
Just seen the headline of that. So that's got the teachers union really upset there. And you know, these teachers unions are, you know, going to fight like hell to make sure all these, you know, teachers got jobs, because that's all they care about is they have
have any excuse for having a job.
Right, right. And they don't care about the education of the children. And it looks like now school kids basically are graduating high school. Most of them can't even read in the United States, especially in all the cities.
It's also like going back to what we were saying about people becoming the people you knew becoming correctional officers.
Oh, yeah, it went to their head.
What they learned in school about how they wanted to have 50% of the United States like in the system somehow. Well, it's just an excuse for these parasites to have a job because they can't do anything actually productive that somebody would value and ask them to do for money. So they just don't want to. It's either they can't and I don't mean they can't, like they're disabled, but I mean they never learn to, or they just don't want to and don't want to learn to, and they see this system as something where they can do a job, just do what they're told, and also get money.
Yeah, the money is very addictive, the incentive of money. I see this with single moms. As soon as they start getting on welfare, they go authoritarian. When they used to be libertarian, when they used to be freedom leaning, now they're all about just playing ball so they can keep on getting their welfare. They're making up things about their their babies.
Yeah, dad,
daddies, left and right, so they can, because their lawyers tell them to, because the social workers tell them to. All this stuff, it's crazy.
So, Jeremy, did you have anything else you wanted to add? Didn't want to leave you hanging there. I know you're calling from Australia. Okay, it might be expensive.
No, it's free on SIP. Wanted to say to anyone that is watching on TikTok, if you just go to the profile and click on the little phone icon anytime between 7 and 10 U.S. Eastern time, you can get your voice heard on the air.
Oh, thank you so much.
Excellent.
Jeremy, that's awesome. I've been trying to remember every day. Even like about an hour ago, I did, like TikTok came up, so I told everybody, follow us on TikTok. It's at Free Talk Live. We got that username. There's no underscores or anything like that, so it should be pretty easy to find us. Jeremy has a goal of reaching 10,000 followers. And
then we can go live, and LRN will be live on TikTok 24/7.
That would be awesome.
So cool.
Thank you for your service.
Yeah. We really appreciate it. Is there anything else that you wanted to comment on what we were talking about?
With the word, words are not that important to me, and I would never, legislate against any free speech or anything. I don't believe in the government anyway, but I do try to choose my words in a way that's going to be, well, I guess in this case, you were just being angry, so it didn't really matter.
I do know where you're coming from, though. Like, I would never get so angry that I just said something that I completely don't want people to say to me. Is just stuff like that. It's just like, the other thing is, a lot of things that I believe as the right thing to do, the respectful thing to do, I throw that out the window when I'm talking to a cop that has my husband in the cage.
And I think that the word, it sounds like the word's changed from my generation to your generation.
Well, thank you so much for calling and being the TikTok correspondent, like you said. 603-283-6160 is the phone number if you'd like to be heard on the air with us. 603-283-6160. Disagree with me, you want to tell me I'm wrong in any way, you're free to do that. 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
USA News Update. Republican Mike Johnson appears to need Democratic support to advance his foreign aid package. The House Speaker intends to schedule individual votes on aid allocations for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan, along with a separate bill concerning the border.
My philosophy is you do the right thing and you let the chips fall where they may. If I operated out of fear over a motion to vacate, I would never be able to do my job.
Some conservatives caution Johnson of potential consequences if he continues with his current strategy. Two out of the seven seated jurors in President Trump's hush money criminal trial are being dismissed from the panel. One was released after inquiries into his arrest record, while another was excused due to concerns about media exposure of her identity. Google is firing 28 employees following protests over labor conditions and the company's contract to supply cloud computing and AI services to the Israeli government and military. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
You can call in at 603-283-6160. And I would like to thank Corey for being a silver level amplifier with us. We really appreciate everybody who is an amp with us. That means that Corey went to amps.freetalklive.com. That's amps.freetalklive.com, and became a member with us. You can go to amps.freetalklive.com to learn what kind of perks and benefits you could get for joining, and also just to help us out here. That stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support Free Talk Live. So thank you so much to Corey. We really appreciate all of our amplifiers. With you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Bonnie.
Jay Noon.
And Riley.
And I'm going to go straight to you guys' phone calls and thoughts. Unscreened caller, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hi, my name is Claire Best, and I'm calling in about the DCYF and the child abuse at the Youth Detention Center, and how it ties into Police Officer James F. McLaughlin from Keene. Mm-hmm. I just got records from James F. McLaughlin from the 1980s, and also from a lawsuit filed against him by Father Gordon McRae in 1994, before Father Gordon McRae was prosecuted based on charges trumped up by McLaughlin. And it's pretty shocking to see what's going on, because McLaughlin had a record against him in the 1980s with the Keene police, but he also had a federal entrapment record from 1988 in Massachusetts.
So this guy, is he still a cop? I've heard a bit about this. How did you come to find out about this stuff, too?
So James McLaughlin is still a cop. He's actually still working. He's still working with Chris McLaughlin, who is the DA of Cheshire County. He has a lawsuit at the moment against the City of Keene Police, as a John Doe, trying to get his name removed from the lorry list.
Hmm. Okay, so yeah, that's the reason I've heard about him. So what is this new information you said that you have regarding him? I guess I'm a little lost, because like a lot of stuff I just don't know. I've been hearing similar things popping up ever since the state started saying, yes, people have the right to do a FOIA request on anyone and any cop's disciplinary actions from the past. There's been a bunch of things coming out, so it's like I don't really know which is which.
Yes. So there have been a bunch. People have heard about Rep. John Stone from Claremont, who was a police officer who had apparently, threatened his police chief to murder him after he had raped and murdered his wife and daughter. And that came about because he was being investigated for a inappropriate relationship with a 15-year-old girl who was an informant for what, I don't know, and that was hidden. But before that story came out, there was a story in In-Depth New Hampshire, there have been several, in fact, in In-Depth New Hampshire about this guy, James McLaughlin, who is New Hampshire's top internet sex crimes police officer. And what every parent, family, everyone should be aware of is that there is that he was caught in federal entrapment, meaning luring someone in to commit a crime that they would never have looked, gone for, back in 1995, and that the First Circuit Court of Appeals ruled on this in 1998. And what he did is just shocking. What he did is he posed as this woman called Frances, 31-year-old, single mom with three children under the age of 12, who put an ad in a newspaper seeking a male companion for fun times and to mentor her children. And they got 97 replies, and this one guy from Maine replied and got into a conversation with Frances, and the guy from Maine said, "What do you mean mentor?" And she said, or rather he said, she said, to have sex with my three children, to teach them to have sex and so forth.
Yeah.
And so this guy from Maine was like, "Well, that's illegal." And she said, "Well, we're very open and we do stuff in front of the camera and blah, blah, blah." And because the guy in Maine was attracted to her, he sort of went along with the narrative and agreed to meet her in Keene. So he drove from Maine to Keene. And when he got to Keene, he was arrested in the parking lot and they framed him as a pedophile.
Wow.
So the case went to the First Circuit Court of Appeals, and they basically ruled that the government, i.e. James McLaughlin, were the ones who sexualized children, who came up with the notion of sexualizing children in the first place, and that this guy was entrapped. And
these entrapments are so gross, because it's like, why is this some kind of an important service we need from the cops? Like, it's so
they're
gross.
They're felonies.
Well, because
they're felonies and they're illegals. And the question that every family in New Hampshire should be asking is, why is the New Hampshire Police Department employing James McLaughlin after 1998, when he was found on federal entrapment? And I've heard, I haven't been able to verify yet, I've heard that he's not allowed to travel to certain countries because he'd be arrested upon arrival, and that he's not allowed to frequent certain eating establishments like McDonald's, Dunkin' Donuts, and KFC because he conducted his entrapment business there. Now, I'm trying to get documentation on this, and I'm in the process of it. But in the meantime, I think it's just everybody should know this guy's using aliases of teenage kids, sending out unsolicited images of kids, trying to lure people in to commit crimes without them knowing it. It's horrible.
That is horrible. That's really evil.
Caller, I forget your name.
Claire.
Claire.
Yes, yes.
Thanks for communicating as well. And doing some research and exposing this. So, have you heard of David Jose and like the David Jose affidavit process?
No, I haven't.
Okay, so if you go to my website, jaynoone.com, that's JAYNOONE.com, and you'll see affidavit to investigate DCYF, affidavit to Senate of facts, Sherman Packard. So you can just like four links on there. I think every one of them goes to an affidavit. A couple of the jot forms may have expired. But what really needs to happen is people, we the people, need to give corrective wisdom to the government agents via an affidavit. And there's some real good affidavit examples right there on my website. We actually have a couple more pretty good affidavits brewing up here to straighten out some that the Speaker of the House, Sherman Packard in New Hampshire, he removed Leah Cushman from this committee to investigate DCYF and put sort of someone who I think is, you know, a lot softer on the committee because Leah wanted requested that the people testify under oath. And, you know, these guys that we are investigating don't want to be investigated. They don't want their racket to be exposed. They don't want their very profitable child trafficking, operation put to a stop because they're all corrupt. And they're all working together, whether it's the cops, DCYF, and actually it's not all cops. I mean, the cops that are good family members, like the Henniker cops are really good. But like, you know, the Manchester cops, the Concord cops, the Keene cops—they're more like lefty, woke, corrupt types, from what I understand.
This just seems like a weird, like almost like a weird fetish this guy's doing, like getting people—you know—putting people that are just probably productive members of society into jail with these weird entrapment schemes, and then it's like, why does it always have to do with child sex? Like, that's just weird.
So the solution.
There's federal grants in it, that's why. There's a whole kickback scheme going on. And I can tell you that I was personally threatened with a lawsuit by Shaheen and Gordon after I had written a letter to the LEACT Commission about my concern about how children were being interviewed and coerced of minors in these sexual assault investigations.
Well, would you be interested in emailing that letter to me?
I'll send it. And I had sent a letter to Russ Riley, who brought the David Meehan class action lawsuit against YDC, and I outlined to him my research and what I believed was a kids to cash scheme. And in that letter, I named various people that I thought were involved in it, and those included Amanda Grady Sexton, who's a City of Concord councilwoman and Director of Public Affairs of the Coalition Against Domestic and Sexual Violence. And as a result of that, I then got a threat of a defamation suit from Shaheen and Gordon on behalf of Amanda Grady Sexton and the New Hampshire Coalition Against Domestic and Sexual Violence. And I had an attorney remind them of my First Amendment rights. They asked for me to stop contacting three-letter agencies because I have contacted pretty much every agency under the sun you can think of. And then they asked me to remove the comments and to back down because Amanda Grady Sexton was running for re-election. So I'm pretty upset and angry about this. And, you know, I don't have any financial interest in this. Luckily, I don't have any children involved in this, but I've witnessed it. I came across it because I was investigating what happened in the very high-profile criminal case of New Hampshire versus Owen LaBrie in 2015 and realizing that there was a racket going on behind it and that the whole thing was a political show trial and that there was an extortion racket which followed it. So, and I was so horrified that I had to do something.
Claire, getting back to the solution here I was getting into, the solution is affidavits. When people, when the masters of government are we the people, and when someone who is one of the people, as described in the New Hampshire Constitution, swears under oath with an affidavit that is notarized and sent to whoever, I think they should be sent to state representatives, Supreme Court justices, but sent to at least, and it needs to be sent to all of them. You can't just send this affidavit to one agency, and also needs to be sent to state representatives, preferably. So the committee I would send it to is called the, I believe, Administrative Committee.
Yeah.
I know Jason Gerhard is on the, not administrative, Executive Committee. So it's all executive branch. So like investigating police departments, there's actually several people I'm helping write up affidavits now that have been harmed or injured by multiple police departments. We got Ware, we got Concord, we got Manchester, we got Keene. You got another Keene one. And if people in these affidavits command their servants to get rid of this particular officer, and these affidavits can be put in jot forms, they can be sent by email. The real powerful thing is that the affidavit is sent certified return receipt to the commander of this police department, the city council, the state representatives, and they're all ordered to do something about it. If you get on Twitter, the guy who's really pushing this and doing a great job, he goes by Dave Cares For You.
Yes, I know him. Yep. I know who he is. Yeah, yeah.
So have you heard the recent Twitter space with Dave and Leah Cushman? I think it happened a couple days ago.
Yes, great. And I'm in touch with Leah. Absolutely.
Excellent. So are you in New Hampshire, Claire?
My family has a house there, and we spent summer there, and I got married there.
Oh, wow.
Oh, nice. I did, too. I was just wondering how you found out about Free Talk Live.
I found about Free Talk Live actually from Robert LaMontagne, who's a victim of this James F. McLaughlin.
Oh, awesome.
And he had read some of the articles and things that I had read and contacted me and told me all about you guys and said I should call in. And so here I am. And so I'm very glad. Thank you for having me.
I was saying awesome because I know who Rob is. He's Rob from Vermont, a caller from time to time here. So that's really nice.
Yeah,
well, thank you.
Claire, my email is jay@jaynoone.com. That's jay@jaynoone.com. I've got a lot of interesting things going on here. They haven't given me a date yet, but the next committee to investigate DCY after is going to be, we got to legislate myself and multiple other people who I got to actually write out affidavits that they've been injured by DCYF and demanding something be done. The legislature, as a redress of grievance through the legislature, and New Hampshire is one of the only states that we can actually get this done because we have a citizen legislature. We have 400 state representatives here. They're not paid.
Yeah.
They're not getting a pension fund that's being funded by Title IV of the Social Security Administration like the judges are. The judges' judicial pension fund is quite literally funded by DCYF and family court's ability to literally destroy families and take children away and adopt them and all this nonsense and collect child support and assign child support and all these things. And and I've been doing a lot of research on this lately, but you sound like you'd be someone great to come to Concord and testify. I don't know. There's going
to
be several hearings.
I'll do it. No. I go to New Hampshire. I'd be very happy to do it. And, I found out that the police pensions go through Prison Inc., which is a massive, for-profit corporation.
Yep.
So it's in all of their incentives to basically ruin families. Go for the most vulnerable, bully them, bully children. Children are being bullied inside the children's advocacy centers. It's absolutely horrible. and you know, there's proof of this. And you know, if you look at the Children's Advocacy Centers and who's on the boards, is the police and the prosecutors.
Oh, right, right. It's a total inside job scam all the way around.
Yeah.
And the people are becoming aware, the people are waking up, and the people are starting to realize that they are the masters of the government. And it is time that some public servants are made examples of, that they lose their jobs, they lose their pensions, they lose their homes, they go to prison for a very long time.
Absolutely.
Whatever. And just like, you know, this whole thing with New Hampshire DCYF, I've been in talks with a particular state representative who's been investigating this now for years, sort of on his own. He's not on this particular committee, but he tells me he's done a lot of research on it and the numbers that in the past decade, and this was a conversation now that's 2 years old, but in the past decade, the Department of Risk and Benefit, I think is what it's called. That's who pays out like settlements when New Hampshire gets sued. The Department of Risk and Benefit has paid out over $300 million, he said, in the past decade.
Crazy.
Now, that is to settle claims against DCYF. So if you simply just internet search New Hampshire DCYF settlements or NHDCYF settlements, you'll just find article after article after article after article of children molested, children killed, children this, children that, after taken into custody. And then you will find that, you know, and then it's like this Montgomery Harmony thing. My speculation is, so Montgomery Harmony's father.
It's Harmony Montgomery.
Harmony Montgomery's father. Looks like just a total like methed out drug addict, whatever. And so he was probably,
that was a little girl, like a 5 or younger year old.
She was like 5 when she died.
Between 5 and 7 years old. Yeah.
So some people who are kind of looking into this are talking about the mother. I guess the mother had some issues, but she wasn't like horrible. But I think what we're going to find out with Harmony Montgomery's father, I don't even know I forget his name. We're going to probably find out. I'm going to speculate that he's a confidential informant.
I think he was actually a mule for them.
Yes.
So you think he was working with them, and that's why they gave him custody, even though he was clearly like the worst choice for parent.
Yes. Yes, and I also think that in fact when Chief Oldenburg, I think his name is, who is the Manchester police, when he gave his first interview, if you watch his body language, he's very uncomfortable and he says someone's lying. Well, Kayla Montgomery started off by lying to the grand jury, and then she changed her tune and they excused her for collecting welfare payments and that if she would testify for them. Well, there's a case in Kansas where a prosecutor has just lost her license because she was making these deals where these women would lie for them about what really happened in order to get their children back. And I think this is what happened with Kayla Montgomery.
Yeah.
And I actually think that when the police found Adam Montgomery, they found him with his current girlfriend. And then his current girlfriend suddenly committed suicide. And it wasn't the Manchester police that announced that. It was the spokesperson, the media person for the Manchester police who said it. So in other words, they weren't saying it directly. And they just said, she's been found dead. And then no suspicious circumstances.
Whoa.
Well, I'm sorry. That's suspicious circumstances. They found him living in the car with this girl. You know, her name disappears out of it all. And then they don't say it themselves. They have a spokesperson say it for them, that it wasn't under suspicious circumstances. I think that's rubbish.
Whoa.
Yeah, I grew up in Palmer, Massachusetts, and right bordering town is Warren, Mass. And there's a girl named Molly Bish, and her remains were found on basically this wilderness area.
Like a little girl, like a child?
She was a lifeguard. She was a teenager.
So
I'm just going to drop the guy's name. But basically, so I grew up in this town. I lived there for 30-some-odd years until I moved away. And did a lot of legal research, did a lot of stuff. You know, I've been kind of doing my you know, I'm free, I'm not a slave kind of thing for a long time. And there's this guy who was really into researching the law, and he did a lot of work on this Molly Bish thing. And there was this confidential informant number 62, Jerry Battistoni. And the guy who told me about him was a limo driver at the time. And this dude basically, and it was a limo driver, and he was also did a little jail time for doing some freedom-oriented stuff, victimless crimes things. I'm not going to say who that guy was. But he basically laid out the story that this confidential informant, fit number 62, for the Eastern Hampden County Narcotics Drug Task Force was known for basically had a got his dopamine hit from, you know, doing unspeakable thing to young girls. And this girl, I think she was about 15-ish or 14-ish maybe when this happened. She wasn't like old enough to drive, I don't think. Her parents dropped her off at her lifeguard gig and then never saw her again. But the mom also saw this guy in this, you know, Buick Regal, Buick Grand National, Monte Carlo, mid-90s, you know, General Motors car that was white, and they had all description of it. And according to my buddy, he looked just like this, you know, Jerry Battistoni guy that he sort of knew through like limo rides and stuff, and also like his prison record. And he was a drug dealer, and he was a confidential informant. And did he get off
because he was working with them or something?
Well, he was in jail for some other stuff, this Jerry Battistoni, and he was killed in jail. He was allegedly killed in jail because word had gotten around that he had, you know, done this to Molly Bish.
Now, that's not a joke. They really do take it really seriously, and in jail they don't like child molesters.
And the weird thing is Molly Bish's father was a probation officer, and John Bish was his name. And a lot of the word around town was that he's going to, you know, milk this for every political inch and try to be the governor of Massachusetts over it, which, you know, never happened. Nobody ever heard of him. And it was a horrible thing. And, you know, I never knew who Molly Bish was. She's about 4 years younger than me, I guess. I was like 21 when this happened, but I knew like hundreds of kids that knew her personally. But yeah, it was definitely not investigated well. And just like, who's the guy, Whitey Bulger? Literally getting away with murder over and over again because he's an informant.
Well, they're trying to get his records, and the FBI appealed them, so the Boston Herald has filed an appeal.
Well, thank you so much for the call, Claire. It's an interesting conversation. It's pretty obvious to me that when you give people incentives to do whatever they want and not get in trouble, that the people who want to murder and rape and be disgusting will go be the cops, and then they can cover it up or, you know, work for DCYF and cover things up and put children in whatever house they want, not looking out for the best interest for them, because we don't have free markets and it's Free Talk Live.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.